Remotely United, we are the faces at the window, calling you from various dens around the world. Apologies for the sound quality, this is being recorded somewhat on the fly. After all, this is March 2020.
All this quarantine stuff is a bit rubbish, isn't it? We can't even see each other, but we know that's for our own good, so let's help each other out.
So many of us are separated and isolated in our own homes. Let's do what we all do so well in the modern age. Stick to our keyboards. Let's use the internet, social media and technology in general to reach out and stay connected so that no one feels lonely.
And so that your laptop is that little bit more welcoming each time you return to it, we'll be reposting a sketch from the first series of our podcast every day with occasional bonus extras. Let's call this one Day Zero.
And if you tweeted us and tell us something fun, funny, or just really weird about your experience in quarantine, we'll retweet that too.
And now over to a specially created broadcast from Mr. Edward Barry. He's here to remind us that this isn't the first time this country has faced a crisis and shortages. Come to Attlee's Supermarket. This week only, Snook, only 9p a hundredweight. Buy one jar of Gateskill's powdered jam and get another one next week. Beat the Blitz Blues with Professor Thinkright anti-neuralgia tablets with added benzedrine, only a tanner a dozen. And now in stock, powdered scotch, tinned non-dairy butter, and bash Hitler's nose by buying Lord Walton's pasteurized mutton. Keeps your family fighting fit. That's Attlee's Supermarket. Pop in today!
And now, here's Mr. Richard Barry with a hymn to the irritation of having to go without those little things we love.
My mince and stop the tea, arriving from the east for me. You can pop my whistle and filch the fee, but please don't ration my fat. You can cut the booze right from my diet, early closing won't cause a riot. You can even turn the music down quiet, but please don't ration my fat. Do show a little bit of extraordinary kindness, I'll shower you in gifts. Highness, you can steal my railings for the cause, my pots and pans for meteors, remove the filth from mother's drawers, but please don't ration my fags. You can seize the leather from my boots, and my homegrown veg and fruits, and my anniversary herbal cheroot, but please don't ration my fags. Do show a little bit of extraordinary kindness, I'll shower you in gifts. Roughshag, your highness, you can take the signs from country lanes. Advise I sleep with subway trains, siphon the blood from my veins, but please don't ration my fags. You can confiscate the petrol I use, insist I shuffle in boarding queues. Take away my rainiest blues, but please don't ration my fags. I only have one vice, and when it's showing, I wouldn't want to hear the warden shout. But when he sees that my end is glowing, I will hear, oi mate, put that Marlboro light out. Cancel the dance and courting fun, the enemy bombers block out the sun. I'll put out the fires with my tongue, but please don't ration my fangs. I'll eat bully beef 5 days a week, and have a bug 2 inches deep. Imprison me in your strongest keep, but please don't ration my fangs. I'd miss our Foley at the Palladium, with bare hands I would handle radium. Wear a tin hat on my cranium, change my species from mammalian. Cut down on words like sesquipedalian, I'd even disown my best pal Adrian.
We'll see you tomorrow.